Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
The Fangirls Podcast is brought to you by Believe Podcast Network, and we want to take a moment and thank you for tuning into our podcast. If you like what you hear, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that we can reach more people. Thanks so much. Thanks so much. Hello and welcome to the Fangirls Podcast. I'm Lauren.
And I'm Julie, and we are so excited to dish and spill the tea with you today.
And today we are talking to the queen of tea, the incredibly talented LA tea sommelier, Tess. Tess is an expert in all things tea, but not only that, she loves to dish about her favorite fandoms. So we asked Tess to choose 5 teas and pair them with some of our favorite fandoms. But before we get into that, let's chat a little bit about you, Tess. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being
here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. This is very exciting.
All right, Tess, you got to start from the beginning. Where did your love of tea begin?
My love of tea came from afternoon tea. As a little girl, who wouldn't want to eat all these, you know, delicious and decadent treats and sandwiches and tea also sort of feel fancy. I think that was my gateway into tea, into
Absolutely.
The tea world.
Yeah. I can relate to that. That is a Definitely. Good gateway.
It started young, you know,
yeah. started young. Early childhood.
Yeah,
so I think much fun.
There was a trip in Washington, D.C. to the Four Seasons. I think I was in maybe 4th grade, you know, and it was like one of the best afternoon teas ever, still in my memory. It's still one of the best. And I think from there, it was like, okay, we've got to get more of this. You know, it's sort of also the idea of food and tea and just something special. All wrapped
I
up
love
into one.
That. Ugh, right that is such a good memory. I wish I had that. I didn't really get into tea until I was probably in my 20s. Wow. And now I'm going to have to take my girls to some fancy tea thing. So they will. Well, my oldest, I've already converted her and she is like, she's moving to England. She's like, I'm over this tea all day. Seriously, my oldest.
Yeah.
But the other one, I'm going to get her. I'll get her hooked that way.
There's some really good places in LA and there's one of a really great one in Orange County too. So I think it's the Pelican Resort.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have a really exciting, fun, they sort of do a different take on it, but they have these sandwiches that are works of art. And it's a different approach to how, like, it's not the traditional afternoon tea. And then, you know, they also had some tea cocktails and the setting was absolutely beautiful. And
I bet.
Sort of like the living room was great. So it's definitely recommend that one.
So my question is, how long have you been a tea sommelier and kind of explain what that is?
Sure. So I've been a tea sommelier since 2016. I have my certification through the Tea and Herbal Association of Canada. What I really liked about this program was that it was, you actually had to take some time to learn all these things and they had different modules. When I was looking to do something like this and I was, you know, in Los Angeles and it's not as big of a tea place as other cities, unfortunately, although it is making strides to get more into tea. I really wanted something that felt like you're getting a full education about tea. And some programs was, you know, they would say something like, oh, you can get your whole sommelier certificate in a day. And that felt off to me. So I wanted to do something that really, you really got the full experience. So mine was through the Tea Association of Canada, now the Tea and Herbal Association of Canada. And they did online courses. There would be a discussion, there would be tastings and final exams for each one. And then at the very end, you would do a blind cupping.
Wow. So you are a pro. It's definitely evident in like when you were giving us the T101 yesterday, we were like, wow, she is a wealth of knowledge and you've like retained it. Cause I know with my mom brain, if I'm not constantly repeating something that I've learned, it will like go out of my head. But that's probably the beauty of a tea sommelier is because you learned all this stuff, but then you get to share it with other people regularly or semi-regularly. And so, you know, it's probably part of your everyday life too, cause you're always preparing tea. So
I do have a lot of tea and I make it every day, multiple times. I will say I'm glad it's a sort of sensory experience because right now I'm in the thick of mom brain and the words that are coming to my head aren't always what I want them to be. So
yeah, it's probably really grounding too, because it's like the act of doing it, you're physically putting the tea together, the smell, the taste.
Moment of zen.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a moment of zen. So So here's the part of the show where we spill the tea. Yesterday, we had a super fun tea tasting with Tess. First, you walked us through Tea 101, and then we did a super fun fandom tea pairing. Why don't you go through each tea that you chose and the fandom that you paired it with and tell us your thoughts?
I am so excited about this. This was such a fun collaborative idea, and it was just great. Yeah, so yesterday we had this awesome fandom and tea pairing. I had such a fun time with it. It was so fun to think about all the different shows, and I really wanted to come up with shows that you both really, really liked and talked about on your podcast before, so it sort of resonate with your audience a little bit more as well, though there is one that I just had to put in, just had to. So the first one is Bridgerton. So with the Bridgerton show, I paired a Gyokuro, things that I'm thinking about. So Bridgerton, it's a Shonda Rhimes show on Netflix, and it's set in the Regency era amidst London's high society. And the backdrop of the whole show is about sort of young women coming out into society.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to think about was these young women having one chance in their debut and sort of set in the traditions and expectations of that way of life. And of course, sort of the mystery of who is Lady Whistledown. Yes. So with this, I chose Gyokuro because it's a beautiful Japanese green tea and it's shade grown for the last 20 days before harvesting.
I love this.
The shade growing basically changes the chemical makeup of the leaf and makes it super green. So it's this vibrant, lovely green. It's just a beautiful color, sort of looks like a jewel. It's lovely. But I was thinking, you know, it's shade grown. So it's, you know, in the shadows. So sort of matching this mystery of who is Lady Whistledown. So just like, you know, Penelope's secret persona lives in the shadows, it gets its reputation from the shade, just like a Gyokuro. This tea is also rare and beautiful. It's green. So it's a beautiful jewel, just like each of these ladies are, you know, vying to be for the season. And, you know, Japanese tea, let's say steeped in tradition, you know, no pun intended. And
steeped in tradition, yes.
Or pun intended.
For exactly. That
definitely intended.
Yeah. So, and I think, you know, especially in something that's dealing with this, you know, English society and coming out and, you know, you have to do things a certain way. And, you know, that sort of felt like an interesting match as well, this sort of tradition in doing things a certain way, you know, with sort of the Japanese tea tradition as well.
It's very methodical how tea is prepared. And also a thought that I had yesterday that I mentioned to you guys is that, so these girls, before they're put out into society and brought before the queen, they're sheltered. They don't know anything. And just like this tea, it's like they're shade grown. They're grown in the shade. They're grown sheltered. And
exactly. Something else I was thinking is that, you know, we also know that Lady Whistledown likes to throw some shade.
Yes.
Yes. Love it.
Oh, so it's perfect. Just,
I mean, it's like the most perfect tea pairing. And what I loved about this tea is that the flavor, it was just so light and fresh, like you were saying, like young and fresh.
And then I'd say also a fun thing about most Japanese green teas is that the first time you have it, the flavor will be very umami forward. And for those of you who don't know, umami is sort of that savory taste or that extra one that isn't normally talked about. If you think of umami burger or something,
yes,
that sort of meaty, savory, mushroomy, wonderful flavor. So Japanese green teas are really, you know, they're really umami forward in the first brew. And then the next time you brew it or steep it, then it'll get more bitter and astringent. And so I think what's really cool about this, especially with sort of a, you know, who is it kind of show is, you know, it'll change your perception of the characters and what's going on really changes as you watch the show. And just like a Japanese green tea, that your experience of it will change as you sort of continue drinking it. So I like that as well.
I love it.
What food would you recommend pairing with it?
So for this one, I'm pairing it with a lemon petit from Valerie Confections.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I think that sort of butteriness will, from like the cake and, you know, the frosting of it, will go nicely with the first one. But then also the lemon will really go nicely with sort of the bitter astringent part. And, you know, obviously a petit four feels very perfect for Bridgerton and high society.
Absolutely.
And I will say the Gyokuro that we're drinking today is the one that I chose is from Tea Master in downtown Los Angeles. They have a great selection of teas and the best matcha frozen yogurt you've ever had.
Ooh, yes. Sounds good.
Yes.
I like that you're pairing it with something citrus, like something also that's like fresh.
Definitely. We're fresh is our theme, let's say.
Yeah, like today. A fresh and a clean, like taste.
Definitely.
What do we have next?
Sanditon.
I loved Sanditon. Well, I'm a huge Jane Austen fan.
Same.
As are you, I know. Yeah.
Yes. So I thought I couldn't do a fandom pairing and not talk about Jane Austen because she's my favorite of anything. I love Jane Austen. So mm-hmm. Sanditon, I thought it was also apt because we had the first season and now a second one's going to be coming out on Masterpiece. So we've got another one. So it feels very, you know, now.
Yes.
So yeah, the show is on Masterpiece. It's based off of the unfinished novel by Jane Austen. Mm-hmm. And our protagonist comes across a wealthy family. She, sort of the head of the family, is trying to make Sanditon basically a seaside resort and sort of a fancy destination.
Yeah.
So that's sort of how we get into this and how we get to Sanditon, which is the name of the town. For this pairing, I'm really honing in on our main character, which is Charlotte Heywood. And Charlotte is a poor girl and she comes into favor with the sort of the more wealthy family. That's how she sort of gets into Sanditon because they're trying to make it a place. And so she gets to stay with them, which I love back then. It's like, oh yeah, just come stay with me for extended periods of time and it's fine. We'll pay for everything. No big deal.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Can we all find wealthy people that just take us and stay for free anyway?
Right. Yeah, at their seaside hotel.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Exactly. For this one, we're going to pair the Smith Tea Rose City Genmaicha. If you've never had a Genmaicha before, it is a Japanese green tea that is mixed with either puffed rice or puffed corn. Got that lovely briny and fresh and bright colors from the sencha. And then you also have nutty, roasty, toasty notes coming from the puffed rice. For this particular one, there's also some rose in it as well. So that the tea itself, when you look at the tea dry, it's, you know, got that nice green. It's got the lovely puffed corn, but then, or puffed rice, but then it also has the lovely rose petals as well. So for this one, we really do see the bloom of youth from Charlotte Heywood matched in the rose petals of the tea. This tea is, or at least Genmaicha, is normally, it's sort of started as a, let's say, a poorer person's tea. Mm-hmm. It was just a little bit cheaper because with the addition of the rice, it sort of brought the overall cost of tea down because of the bulk buying. There was more sort of non-tea in it as well. I thought it was perfect for Charlotte because she does come from this sort of poorer background. But it's still this beautiful tea and it's really popular and people, especially now, people love Genmaicha. It's a crowd favorite, just like Miss Heywood.
Yeah. She was very popular.
She was just, yeah. I mean, everyone likes her, you know, it's got that beautiful floral notes as well. And actually Japanese green tea, Japan, it's an island. So sometimes there's some sort of brininess to it. And I thought, oh, great. Cause Sanditon is a seaside town. So we've got sort of, you know, maybe you could imagine drinking it there. You've got marine notes as well, which is nice. This is the only tea that in our pairing that's a tea bag. Everything else is loose leaf.
Yeah, it was interesting. This tea, the taste and the smell. So you smell it first
mm-hmm.
and you kind of get this almost like the ocean has to be nearby. Like somehow the breeze is
like are we blowing in Sanditon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The breeze is like blowing and you're walking right past like a rose bush or a flower bush or something. It was mm-hmm. tasted very floral, but something about the scent, it was like, am I close to the sea? It was definitely very experiential, this tea. I loved it.
Nice the one. Daintiest tea bag I've ever seen though.
The Smith Tea, they do nice tea bags.
Yeah. And to tap the scent of it, I smelled not just floral notes, but like I smelled Fruit Loops. It was,
love it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I could take from. And I was just like, oh, this is going to be really good. And it was
crowd favorite.
Yeah. Crowd fave. I get it.
Yeah. It's a beautiful tea.
It's really nice. And I do think that, you know, while some of it might not be as expensive as some of the other ones, they have like a really good product. And I thought it was perfect for Charlotte.
Awesome. Okay. So what little tea treat would you pair with this tea?
So for this one, and maybe we get your daughter in the room, Lauren, I thought we could do a Victoria sponge.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I sort of wanted to place us in, you know, in England and have this treat that sort of brightness from the tea and floral notes.
I've been wanting to try to make that because I've seen it made on the Great British Baking Show like 100 times. Like they always are making a Victoria sponge. I'm like, I'm going to do this one day. I know I can bake, but I'm like afraid. I think I'm going to give it a try.
And then you can order the Rose City Genmaicha to go with it.
Yes. Amazing. And then where can we get this tea?
This is from Smith Tea. You can get it online or if you live in sort of the Pacific Northwest, it's available in grocery stores.
Amazing. That's very so nice. Cool. What do we have next? I'm very excited about this one, actually.
Okay. Yeah, so this one, I tried to not do too many super obvious pairings, but for me, this one felt, it was like immediately obvious.
You had to.
I had to.
I agree. Yeah.
So we're going to do Game of Thrones. And with this one, I'm pairing the aged phoenix Dansong Oolong. You know, I'd say whether you like how the show ended or not, it was an incredible series with an even more incredible slew of characters.
I agree.
Talk about ensemble cast, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And for me, one of the most remarkable characters was Danny. Khaleesi, Mother of Dragons. Mm-hmm. For the last season for me, she was just one of the most amazing female characters on TV. You know, she was tough, smart, kind, resourceful, calculating, powerful.
Absolutely.
Maternal, feminine, sexual, but not overly sexualized. It's just not an easy sort of combo to put on TV often. I feel like you fall in a trope of something. I don't know. She was great.
It's refreshing to see complicated women portrayed on television and have that be fine. You know,
it's not strong. Have it be bad. Right. Exactly. Not have it be a detriment to their character.
Yeah, for sure.
And correct me if I'm wrong here. Didn't you say Oolong translates to dragon?
It means black dragon.
Yeah.
Oolong means black dragon.
That's this crazy.
You had to do it.
Absolutely.
So, and this one in particular, just like Danny's ability to walk through fire, the tea I've selected has gone through multiple fire roastings.
Love it.
Oh, the theming is beautiful.
It's just so good.
So poetic.
It is. And, you know, this tea, it's from Tea Habitat, also in Los Angeles area. And she does have a website online, so you can get it there. The tea has layers. It's complex, just like mm-hmm. Danny. You know, there's a sweetness to it. It's really smooth. It's got a beautiful color to it. I mean, I'm holding it up so you guys can see it, but it's just beautiful.
Yeah, when I was brewing it, it was so much lighter than I thought Oolong was.
Yeah.
And then when I saw your cup that it was the same color, I was like, okay, I didn't mess this up.
Yeah. And I think for this one, again, just like Danny, you know, it's better for coming out of the fire. It's got more depth and complexity to it.
It's so good. I mean, she went through one of the biggest transformations on that show. I can't. I don't see how anybody else could beat the transformation that she did. And brewing tea in the process of tea, especially Oolong, it's like that is a transformative process.
Yes, it's quite complex. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And you have to be quite expert to do it. So yes, I thought, and this is just such a lovely tea.
And what food would you pair with it?
Okay. So this one, I, you know, again, trying to go, maybe a little too on the nose. I went with the lavender and burnt sugar ice cream from Ginger's Ice Cream.
Ooh. Ooh.
So again, it's the, you know, fire and ice. So it's burnt sugar and ice cream. You know, and then the lavender sort
Love
of
it.
Out the sort of perfumey aspects of this kind of Oolong. And, you know, sometimes I get floral notes. So I thought, and there's a little bit of sweetness. So I thought it would sort of be a nice pairing.
That's not something that I would think of to add, to pair it with something that's cold. But
I was really going again, hot and, you know, hot and cold, fire and ice. Just really, you know, like trying to bring in the theme a little bit.
Okay. So what do we have next?
All right. Next we have Shadow and Bone. You guys mentioned this in our talk, and I thought, let's try Shadow and Bone. There was one that sort of jumped out at me. So Shadow and Bone, I thought, let's do a Russian caravan. And for this particular pairing, I'm doing the campfire caravan from my friends at Paru Tea. For this one, for Shadow and Bone, I was thinking, you know, there's these different societies separated by distance. It feels more sort of segregated than now. Definitely a sort of before globalization sort of feel. Mm-hmm. And our main character, Alina, she's sort of a mix of these Chinese and Russian type of cultures. And the main thing here, that sort of, you know, societies, if you want to get somewhere, you have to go through this treacherous journey to sort of get to another place. So I thought Russian caravan. It definitely has, you know, in the name, it's got that, you know, sort of Soviet-esque feeling to it. But, you know, itself, it's a blend of Chinese teas. It's a Lapsang Souchong usually, and, you know, Oolong, which again, those are Chinese teas. It's named after the sort of land trade route. This is perfect. So this particular one, the campfire one, it's Lapsang Souchong Oolong, and it actually has saffron in it. And I thought, how great is that when you see the tea, you know, after you put it in water, the actual tea itself, not the liquid, got this lovely golden stripe.
Yes.
And I thought, there she is, the sun summoner amidst the shadows. Here's our golden stripe of the saffron. So how perfect that they have this extra bit of saffron in it. It makes it really pretty and adds a little softness to it. And, you know, just like Alina, our tea blend here gives you this sort of sense of several cultures and tastes coming together. Some people add jam to Russian caravan.
Okay.
I haven't been, I don't know, but that's what I've heard. And it does sort of have that, you know, the sweet and the smoky.
What flavor of jam would you use?
You know, I've done it with peach jam and I liked it, but you could really do lots of, you know, I think any jam would be nice. Just anything that sort of adds that sort of sweetness and smokiness. It feels like this blending of cultures, and it's smoky and it's dark and sort of mysterious. And I thought that paired really nicely with the show.
Yeah, it was a very experiential tea because it smells like a campfire and it also tastes like a campfire, but there's so many layers to it
Yes.
You can just imagine like Alina and Mal like sitting around the campfire and, you know, with all the troops around them in the tents. But you could also see her like being served this by the Darkling because perhaps he liked it too. And it like gives her that feeling of home. And I think for me, this tea literally tasted like Shadow and Bone to me. Like,
yeah,
I think Shadow and Bone would taste like as a tea. Mm-hmm. It's Russian Caravan.
Yeah, I think so too. And again, I thought that the campfire one, the special blend from Paru Tea with the golden stripe of her. It was like, oh my goodness.
The naming was perfect. It couldn't be better. I mean, she's brilliant. What was her name, the lady who made the tea?
Well, the tea company is Paru Tea, P-A-R-U-T. Mm-hmm. And they have a place in San Diego and they're opening another one in La Jolla. So if you're in LA, you want to take a nice little beach trip, head on down there. I will say for this one, for the pairing, I thought I would do Blini and caviar. I thought, let's go, you know, maybe we've got the campfire. So sort of fancy. The, you know, like roughing it in the woods with the tea. And then let's go to the castle for our pairing and sort of that salty. Yeah. It's the salty with the caviar, the golden color of the eggs, you know, like, you know, if we do that or we could do something else, but that sort of shininess to it. And it would go nicely with the sort of smoky and sweet tea as well.
I love it. You're blowing my mind with this stuff, Tess. Yeah, just blowing my mind.
Now let's just go get some caviar together.
Right. I mean, I love theming. We love theming. We've done themed dinner. So for us, we're just like, yes, someone else who loves doing theming. This.
Yeah. Yes. I have a good friend of mine. We always like to do themed dinners. It's great.
It's just
this
amazing.
Particular tea, this caravan, I have to say like stuck out the most too, because everything else was so light. In general, and then boom, the caravan hits and
the Darkling is here.
Right? I was just like, okay, now I know what the Darkling drinks on, you know, in his free time.
Here we go.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. It was so good and it stood out. So it's so different.
Definitely. So different. I didn't even know tea like this existed because usually think green tea or like black tea, but this was just, I was like, what? This exists?
Exactly.
So good.
You can smell it from a mile away. It's
You can too.
I actually like to grind it down and I'll mix it with cream cheese and some smoked salmon and do a little like, it's quite delicious.
Ooh.
I could see it being in a good rub too for, you know, barbecue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That would be a really good rub. Yeah. That's so good. And I love smoked.
I would do just straight Lapsang Souchong instead of the blend. Obviously the blend, someone took the time to put it together. You might as well.
Yeah. Might as well brew it. Yeah. Okay, so we have our final tea pairing with our favorite show.
Here we go. I thought with Outlander, let's do Pu'er. Yep, this is a fermented and aged tea. So for this, I'm thinking a play between past and present. There's also complexity, but sort of tender and sweet moments, a mix sort of this very, you know, it's also sexually explicit, let's say. It's maybe
just
sort of
a little.
and it's sort of niche, but those that love it, love it. So Pu'er is an aged tea. It's fermented and it's got a very, very distinct flavor and aroma. It's deep in color. Sometimes it's almost purpley. It's really pretty. So I thought, you know, let's do Pu'er with Outlander. Today it's the aged, it's the old ripe tree Pu'er from Mansa Tea. They do a really lovely, I mean, the whole thing is HT, so you can't go wrong if you're looking for something from Mansa. For this, I thought, all right, by drinking an HT, you're really going back in time. And Outlander, right?
Yeah,
you're
absolutely.
You're experiencing the past. So here we are with Claire going back in time, just like this. We're drinking Pu'er. We're going back in time and sort of seeing a crop that existed back in time. It's also it's velvety, it's smooth, and it's sort of sensuous. So I was thinking this romance between Jamie and Claire got that sensuousness, that sort of tenderness. I'd say if you've never experienced Pu'er, some people, you know, I think it's lovely, but some people might say it's a little dirty smelling. I thought, Outlander, it's a little dirty.
It is a little dirty.
But it's also, again, it's got that velvety, lovely smoothness to it that this tea is just great. And, you know, I thought this was sort of fun too. So the website on the product page, the description, right? It says that, have you ever walked the forest after rainfall, the moist ground with wood chips that bring rich earthy aroma and a calming comfort to you?
Oh my gosh.
Right. And I'm like, okay, there we are. We're in Scotland back in the day, walking through the forest. Watch out, you know, get away from the Brits. Here we go. And, you know, maybe you're campfire and enjoying this sort of lovely cup of tea. And I thought this places me there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We were joking yesterday because you're like, it's dirty, it's aged. And Julie was, you're like, this is the essence of Jamie.
Yes.
Here's totally. Jamie in a cup.
Here's
Let's
Jamie
drink it down.
Cup. Yeah.
Right.
Gulp that down.
Again, yeah, it's complex. It's layered. It's got so much to it. Just how you'd want Jamie to be. Really. So for the pairing for Outlander, I was thinking, all right, you know, again, we're in the wilderness. We're probably around a fire. So let's do a dark chocolate s'mores. So dark chocolate goes really well with Claire. And so I thought a little bit of extra, you know, that sort of char on the marshmallow. I love s'mores.
I love
and then,
that.
If I may, I did a bonus pairing.
Oh, tell for us. It.
Let's do Ted Lasso. We'll do a cup of coffee with shortbread because some of you might not want hot brown water.
Love it.
I bet a lot of our listeners appreciate that.
Yeah. And it's a great show. I mean, Ted Lasso is amazing.
He's very lovable.
He is. He is indeed. Yes.
Okay. So here's one of my favorite parts of the show. When we interview somebody, we do rapid fire questions. So Tess, are you ready?
No, but let's do it.
Okay. What's your favorite tea?
Oolong.
Oolong. Okay. What's your favorite fandom?
Jane Austen.
Yes, ma'am.
There we go.
If you could have prevented the death of any book, TV, or movie character, who would it be?
Lady Sybil.
Oh, me too. What is the last show that you binged?
Miracle Workers.
Nice. Mm. If you could have tea with your two favorite book characters, who would they be?
That's a good question. Elizabeth Bennet. Let's do Lizzie and her sister Jane. Why not?
Yes, Jane and Lizzie. I love that.
I'd love to see how they interact, you know?
Yes, for sure. Okay, Tessa, where can we find you on Instagram?
LA Tea Sommelier.
And we will put that in the show notes. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. This was fun.
So much fun.
This is amazing. We'll have to do a pairing with the food in person at some point.
Maybe. Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, we'll get together at Danny's.
Oh, because she would want to be a part of this for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Thank you so much, Tess.
We are so excited to have launched our Etsy store that has a variety of custom-made digital downloads designed by yours truly. For this week only, September 15th through the 21st, we are offering 20% off our Etsy store with the code T20. The link to our store and all the info will be in the show notes. This coupon is only available to those who have listened to this episode.
The fangirls are so appreciative of our faithful listeners, and we want to say thank you. For the first 3 5-star written reviews on Apple Podcasts we received from September 1st on, we will email you a special gift. Email us a screenshot of the review at thefangirlspodcast@yahoo.com to enter. Thank you so much for joining us today. Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast to hear all of our latest episodes.
Visit our Etsy store and explore our collection of fun fandom digital downloads. We want to connect with our fellow fans, so give us a follow on Instagram @thefangirlspodcast and Twitter @the_fan_girls and like our community page on Facebook to join the conversation. See you next time.
See you next time. We here at the Fangirls Podcast LLC are not affiliated with the following: any of the tea companies that we mentioned today or any of the fandoms that we mentioned today. We're just really big fans.
And we love to drink tea.
All the time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.